You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first up, looks like two longtime Inland Empire city managers are leaving their posts.
Right. First, one is pretty straightforward. The city manager of Moreno Valley, Tom DeSantis, has decided to retire. He sent an email to employees to let them know. He had been the assistant city manager of Riverside before he was hired as the assistant city manager in Moreno Valley. And then he was promoted when Moreno Valley City Council fired their city manager. He was promoted. And so for the last 2 years, he's been the city manager. He just said it's time to retire after 35 years and spend more time with his family. The other one is a little bit of a mystery. Fontana's longtime city manager, Ken Hunt, he'd been the city manager for 20 years, suddenly was removed from office last summer, although he remains on the payroll for the next 2 years. And the mayor, Aquanetta Warren, could not explain it. She said this all took place in closed session, so the council and the mayor cannot discuss it in public. Now, Hunt was 2 years into a five-year contract, and his performance evaluation was on a closed session agenda for the city council on June 19th. And then after a special meeting on July 15th, an interim city manager was hired, and it was announced that Hunt had retired. David Allen, the columnist for the Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, did a public records request and found a settlement that bars Hunt from speaking ill of the city. It says, should any inquiry be made, the employee may respond only by indicating that the separation was amicable. The interim city manager is Mike Millhiser. He had also been a city manager of Montclair, Ontario, and Upland, so very familiar with the Inland Empire. But he's actually a retired public employee, so he can only work 960 hours per year. And he's doing that at Hunt's old hourly rate of $147.50 per hour with no benefits. So that's just to give the council time to do a recruitment and find a new city manager.
Next, Riverside County Sheriff's deputies will get raises thanks to county supervisors.
Right. The board voted on a five-year contract covering the 2,400 employees of the sheriff's department. If you'll remember, the county had been at an impasse with the Sheriff's Association, and so the Board of Supervisors had imposed a contract on them 3 years ago, and now negotiations were restarted in 2018, and this contract is a result of that. The union membership has already voted on and approved it, and this week the Board of Supervisors approved it.
What exactly does it provide as far as raises?
Well, the top range of the law enforcement bargaining unit will go up 20% over the life of the contract. That's 5 years, so about 4% per year. And the correctional bargaining unit, those are the jail deputies, will see a 13% increase spread over the 5 years. That's going to put the county on the hook for about an additional $45 million over the life of the contract. And of course, we've talked about the county's budget problems, so we'll see how they deal with that.
Next, two more high-profile public officials have called for a full environmental review of the proposed air cargo center at San Bernardino International Airport.
Right. This is that controversial air cargo center that's proposed at the former Norton Air Force Base. And a coalition of labor unions, environmental advocates, and just neighbors who live close to it have all expressed concerns and, in fact, have been calling for this full environmental study. Now, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders and the state attorney general, Javier Becerra, have both added their voices calling for that study. This comes 2 months after Senator Kamala Harris had asked for that study. Now, Becerra said the draft environmental assessment, which was submitted to the FAA earlier this year, doesn't mention significant and unavoidable impacts to air quality, climate change, and noise identified by airport officials in a 2018 environmental review. And the airport had no explanation for the discrepancies. But among the discrepancies were, and these were cited by Becerra, the draft environmental report says 192 truck trips per day in the initial year of operation and 500 truck trips at full operation. But the airport authority's own analysis said There will be about 248 truck trips per day in the first year and 652 at full operation, quite a big difference. And one of the other issues that was cited by Becerra was an environmental justice issue, talking about the impoverished community of color in the neighborhoods surrounding this and how the truck traffic will impact their neighborhood. He would like to see that better explored.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kbcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.